B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Time for some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
You know what was weird? I was thinking about... I have nothing to look forward to until the start of football.
In sports.
In life, in general.
It's not true.
It is true.
I look forward to seeing you every morning.
Okay. You get my point. I woke up this morning and went...
Can't wait to see the tunas today.
So, what do I have to look forward to this summer? See, I can't even get bait. Like, I enjoy my baseball with Massimo. But since he's got the broken collarbone, I'm out. I got no baseball. And I enjoy baseball.
All right, well, not that... We're happy that Massimo's hurt or that the Sixers are out or anything like that.
I lost.
You got time Massimo's down. You got time down the shore this
I
year.
I lost the Heat and I lost the Sixers.
Yeah, but you can look forward to time down the shore.
Where am I staying? On the beach? Sleeping on the beach? Where my family at? I don't have a house. They're Mr. Tunis like you.
They're one of the motels in Wildwood.
Oh.
Just don't go to the Seafoam. I had a bad experience there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, back at the shore, I got no shore house. You got two of them.
You got connections, man.
You got two of them.
You got me. I told you.
Yeah,
the house is
I'm
open.
I'm not coming out.
I literally told you the door's open.
I'm
you right away
down
you
with
say
my
no.
My whole family and gagoots. Come on, I'm not like that. I don't like to. I'm not an imposer.
Well, you could do a day trip.
I'm not an imposer. I don't like day trips.
I thought you liked day trips.
Once in a blue moon, I'll get it. You know what I do?
What do you do?
I'm a last minute. Yo, fellas, you take a ride?
Yeah, okay. I'm in
I
on
like that.
I like that.
It's like a high. I go, you know what? Maybe we take a ride down the shore. And then we spend a whole day, you know, go to the beach and then take them on a boardwalk. And that's the day.
That's nice. All right. I woke up just thinking about disappearing, which is what I'm doing this
week.
Well,
you're disappearing. We talked about the movie The Beach Bum.
Yes, there's not good clips on YouTube.
No?
There's no good clips.
I find that hard to believe.
I try to find some. It's all one specific scene. A lot of profanity, so I couldn't really play it. It would be like, hello, beep, 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 beep.
What do you
beep.
Expect? He's a beach bum. It's him and Snoop. What do you think? You're going to get G-rated?
No, but...
It's McConaughey and Snoop.
Give me one that's not filled with profanity, so I can at least... We can hear it. It's not Morse code on the radio.
All right. I told you, if you want to be, you know, because you want to adopt the beach mode.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm doing that this weekend, man. I'm just disappearing. No sports. No nothing.
Let me ask you a question about your fellas weekend.
Yeah.
Because Trish wants to know, are you, you're an early bird dinner guy, or would you be a late night, stay out all night guy too in an AC?
Yeah, I can late night stay out. I'll still eat whenever I'm hungry. Even if it's like, because what I'll probably do is, I could see myself getting intoxicated on the beach and then being hungry, like, oh man, I could go for a slice of pizza at like 4 or 5 o'clock and then let that hold over until late night grub.
All right.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I almost have to be in the zone to know that I'm going to be eating late at night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm pretty, I'm not schedule-based, but I'm pretty close to it.
Yeah, you're weird like that.
I am, yeah. And now that Chrissy's got her new job, you know, where she's home by 6 o'clock now, as opposed to, like, 9. So now we eat at, like, 6 o'clock every day now.
You're the oldest people I've ever, like, you two are, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. You know what I had yesterday that was delicious?
I can't tell you in my life I've had dinner at the same time more than, like, ever.
I had a good time yesterday. Got some sushi yesterday. Do you like the sushi?
Eh, it's all right. I think it's overrated.
What's whatever. Your go-to when you get it? Because I had something new yesterday.
Yeah.
So I like the spicy tuna, right? All right. So yesterday I tried peppered tuna. So it's still raw.
Right.
But it was peppered. Whatever that means.
Sounds good.
It was fantastic.
I'm a pepper man.
Oh, yeah, man. It had a nice kick to it. I had the sweat coming off me because I sweat when I eat spicy foods. It's weird. So I enjoyed it. But yeah, 6 o'clock.
So you eat dinner every day at the same time?
Pretty much now, yeah.
That's so weird. You don't think that's weird?
No.
I've never eaten.
I don't know why it's weird.
Who eats?
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying about the romantic 8 o'clock. Listen, I hear what you're saying. Or in your case, like 11:30 p.m. But I don't think it's weird to eat dinner at 6 o'clock.
That's how they do it in Barcelona.
Well, am I in Barcelona?
Well, you can take Barcelona.
I'm in Manayunk.
Barcelona, they eat dinner at 11:30.
Well, I'm not in Barcelona. If I was in Barcelona, maybe I'd eat at 11:30. Try to be one with the culture, but no.
Just saying, man. You know, I'll just spice it, live a little bit. Who eats dinner at the same time? I don't eat dinner at the same time. Even now, even with kids, we don't at the same time. One night it's 7.
Hey, you hungry? Yeah, I'm hungry.
One night it's 8:30. Like, Friday night's usually later. In summertime now, with the kids are out of school, you know. You guys are.
I'm glad your kids are more food culture than I am.
It's not even about culture. It's weird. Like,
why is it weird?
Every day. Regiment.
It's not regiment. She gets home at 5:30. She gets showers, gets changed. Hey, dinner's ready.
Why don't you go do something different? Relax a little bit.
Because I'm hungry, man. I don't want to eat a snack. You know, I want my dinner. Dude.
You're so... You know what's funny?
What?
You and I, our only thing in common...
Sports?
Is sports.
Yeah.
And now we have no sports.
I'll see when the teams are good again.
Really? I love you. But we have nothing else in common. You don't like movies. You don't read. No. You don't like... You eat... You're not a fanciful eater. You know, you like country music. I don't.
Yeah, you don't.
I mean, what do we have in common? We like beer, but, you know, what's that? And I'm not even drinking it right now.
Right, that's true. I'll have a gin with you.
All right. All right, that's morning thoughts, man. Tuesday night, see what no sports does?
You just had 11:15 thoughts. Wow, this kid's weird.
No, I just, it was more that it was like a realization that we have nothing in common other than sports. Now, that's a big deal.
I'm going to try to come up with the five things.
It's all of our lives. But we don't like the same music. We don't like... And we don't like the same movies, television.
We both like Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I like Ted Lasso. I'm down with Ted Lasso.
Talked about that today. Number two, we like Ted Lasso.
I mean, it's good. It's a good show.
I loved it, man.
It's a good show.
It hit all the feels, too. You know? It feels. Wasn't just all comedy.
All right. Well, it's not that deep. Relax. But it's all right.
I like the serpent.
All right. You like the serpent?
I haven't watched in a while because I've been locked in on the Game of Thrones.
Yeah, well, Thrones is a great show. You're only years late watching it.
Some similar taste.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.